Bay Area journalism suffered a strong jolt earlier this month. The Bay Area News Group has been an epicenter of local coverage for decades, publishing the San Jose Mercury News, the Oakland Tribune, and the Contra Costa Times, among others. The company announced plans to consolidate its six papers into just two, the East Bay Times and the Mercury News, serving the South Bay. In the process, it's cutting about 20% of its newsroom staff. The two new dailies will launch in less than a month. Dan Smith is vice president of audience for Bay Area News Group. KALW's Ben Trefney reached him in his office to talk further about the changes.
Could you explain exactly what's happening there in the East Bay, first of all?
Sure. In the East Bay, our mastheads of the Contra Costa Times, which includes its four editions, and the Oakland Tribune, the Daily Review, and the Argus. We're bringing those under the masthead of the East Bay Times. And what that's going to allow us to do is really sharpen our focus more on journalism of with an interest towards the East Bay. We felt in the past that maybe we've allowed a little bit of some of our San Jose or Silicon Valley coverage to kind of leak into some of our reporting in the East Bay. So there'll be less of that, and there will be more reporting on things from an East Bay focus. In fact, we're adding three new full-time assignments that include environmental news, transportation news, and business news, things that bubbled up in our survey that were very, very important to East Bay readers.
Will it be as much about Oakland as it has been in the past? Because if you're covering the entire East Bay, then it's a much larger footprint to cover.
It is a larger footprint, but it'll focus on what's the most important news. And we've already done much of that consolidation today in what we provide in both the Oakland Tribune and the Contra Costa Times. And so I don't know that there'll be a significant change in what readers will see going forward.
So what have you found to be most successful in the adaptations you've made in reaching the audience?
Well, we've had several new offerings. This past year, we launched the Eat, Drink, Play section in our Sunday newspaper that focuses on those areas of content that readers really love and enjoy. We also just launched about 6 weeks ago a new section called Weekend Extra in the paper that focuses on entertainment and includes some additional puzzles and things of that nature. And our readers really have responded to that quite well.
But none of that really sounds like, you know, hard-nosed journalism, like old-school journalism. I mean, is there room for that too? Does the audience want that?
Well, we're trying to be full service and provide readers with lots of different reasons to read our newspaper and subscribe, and some of those things are additional things, but you know, our commitment to our journalism remains, so we're not we're focusing, as I mentioned, on providing top flight regional journalism, and that's going to continue.
That's Dan Smith. He is Vice President of Audience for Bay Area News Group. So I understand that Bay Area News Group is going to be reducing newsroom staff by 20%. That sounds like a huge amount, one in five jobs. So what are those jobs that are not going to be there anymore?
So some will come from copy desk consolidations and things of that nature, some from production of the newspaper itself. The jobs reporting will be very few that we actually will have to reduce. Part of that will be dependent upon how the buyout actually works over this next month. We're happy that we can provide a buyout to some of our long tenured employees, and that might give them an opportunity to make some choices going forward, and we're happy to do that.
Well, you yourself, you've worked in newspapers and specifically with Bay Area News Group for quite a while, right?
Yes. Many of the folks here have had lengthy careers. Our operating committee has been with the Bay Area News Group, and in most regards, all the way back through to the Knight Ritter days when they were operating here in the Bay Area,
including you.
Yes, I've been a part of the Mercury News, the Contra Costa Times, and the Oakland Tribune for the past 34 years.
And are you being offered a buyout?
Not at this time. No, no, I'm not.
Uh-huh. How would you feel if that were to be part of this?
I think each individual has to look at a point in their careers and decide if that's something that they want to do. The buyouts certainly are all voluntary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, so they could potentially retain their jobs even if they're offered a buyout?
They can choose not to accept the buyout, absolutely.
What does that mean?
Well, it's voluntary, so either you can accept the buyout or not.
But what happens if you don't accept the buyout, but you need to...
Depending upon the buyout, depending on how that all flows, we would have some layoffs.